Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. It's called Time is Tight. That song. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Worthington is our guest. Sean is a tenured faculty member of the Computer Science Department at Butte College in Northern California. He's an expert in computer information systems. He's the creator of CloudCoin, the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. He's a global thinker, thought leader on cryptocurrencies and alternative ways of paying people and the technology behind it. So we're so fortunate to have Sean available to us. Sean, we appreciate your time very much. I want you to know that. So I was talking in the previous segment, you were telling us about this Quadriga situation, where 170 million of value in cryptocurrency was lost forever because it was locked up in some guy's highly digitized, highly encrypted laptop, and they could never get their money back. That's a lot of money. And so people are thinking, you know, everybody, there are people listening right now thinking, well, maybe I'll just go buy a Bitcoin and see how things go. I'll go buy Ethereum, or I'll go buy CloudCoin and see how things go. And they hear about this and they say, wait a minute, you know, I don't want that to be locked up. If they buy a currency, they don't have to keep it in an exchange, right? They can take possession of it, right?
That's right. But one of the problems that all cryptocurrencies have is that they require a public key and a private key. Uh-huh. This private key is a source of systemic risk, because the reason why he had his keys encrypted on his computer is because he was worried about those keys being stolen. Mm-hmm. Because if they're stolen, of course, they lose all the money as well. So how does he protect them?
So it's not just us keeping our key sacred and keeping it safe. But the other key at the exchange level, it has to be, we got to worry about that too, right?
Yes. And of course, hackers have stolen, last year they think that it's over $1 billion worth of digital currency that's been stolen from exchanges.
Even though you have your own key, they've subverted your key protocol and got your money.
That's right. And so they were able to avoid theft. And the way that they avoided theft is they didn't copy those keys at all. And they only trusted them with one person.
And that turned out to be just as dangerous as and damaging as somebody stealing it. So and all of that were all of those cryptocurrencies based on blockchain? Were they all sitting on a blockchain foundation? So does this diminish? As you know, I'm a big believer in the future of blockchain. I'm not an expert like you, but I see it coming at us in terms of not as a cryptocurrency application, but as a business application for smart contracts and things like this. Does this kind of controversy, this scenario that we just talked about with Quadriga, does that diminish the power, the future of blockchain?
Well, nobody wants to be part of a monetary system in which they lose their money or have it stolen. So it definitely does take away from the appeal of blockchain. However, I do believe that in the future we're going to have currencies that are resistant to theft, resistant to loss. I could imagine we could develop currencies that cannot be stolen, that cannot be lost.
But let's take blockchain away from cryptocurrency. Let's talk about it in terms of other applications. Is blockchain as vulnerable as if it were a contract? If they were if they were just contracts out there on the network, like you and I have a contract for a specific project or a purchase or something, and it's got, you know, it's got value in it. It's got the ability to pay at the end of a certain, you know, certain deliverables. Proof of work, I think, is the term they use. When proof of work is shown, mm-hmm. they release the money. Is blockchain in those applications as vulnerable as the cryptocurrency application?
Well, it's got, you know, some problems with mixing logic and data, and something like Ethereum, which allows you to basically program it and add a bunch of logic to it. Well, it's had some problems itself. It's had situations which money just disappears because of logical flaws. And so, if you can develop a money that's just pure data, then you can put that money into any kind of accounting system or any kind of trust system that right. you want to. But I believe that money should be separate from that logic. And we've seen a lot of problems with these contracts with mm-hmm. Ethereum. Not to say that one of the issues that they had were the crypto kittens. This is where people are actually playing a game on their blockchain, uh-huh. and it broke Ethereum. Ethereum didn't work for a few days because they were so overwhelmed with these people playing this game.
Almost a denial of service kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about what if Amazon decided to create their own cryptocurrency and use it within their ecosystem, and then allowed Facebook and Google customers could use it as well. One cryptocurrency for those folks. How about that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.